Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lorraine Williams with the Lett Center for the Creative and Healing Arts in Washington.
It is the new year, and some people are talking about New Year's resolutions, and sometimes people think about trying something different. Does the Lett Center have an opportunity for people to try something different here in Washington?
Absolutely. We have lots of classes scheduled for January and then throughout the year, of course, from a sketch club to a weekly card making class, which is free. You just show up and enjoy making cards with your friends. We have another class that's journaling, and that is also free. Come in and if you guess if your New Year's resolution is to pay more attention and be more in the present moment, journaling is a great way to do that. And then we have a homemade body scrub class, but it's possible that some of our listeners would love to teach a class at Lett's. So if you have a talent and you'd like to share it, this is another great opportunity at the beginning of the year to do that.
And that could be anything from arts to music to yoga.
Basically, it's wide open there because it could be exactly something physical like yoga, or it could be what you're good at. You know, it doesn't mean that what your talent is. So it could be even reading to children. I mean, there's lots of things we'd like to do for the community, even for children in schools that we haven't, you know, we're still at the beginning stages. So we need their ideas of things that they would like to see. Also, they could also give us some tips on what they'd like to see taught at the class or that we teach at Lett's. And we also are looking for volunteers. So if you have some of that free time and you'd like to give to others, we'd like to keep the Lett's Center open more often. And we need people to sort of sit at the desk, and there's a computer there for them to do some of their own work. And then there's opportunity to engage with people who stop by and tell them what we're about.
And if people are interested in volunteering or hosting a class, or they just want more information, where can I find all of this?
Right. So, I mean, online is our to-go-to today. So we do have a website, letscenter.org, and then we are on Facebook. So we're monitoring those sites all the time, and there's a place there to leave comments. And so that's the best way. There's also a phone number on there, which the vice chair will answer. So we have phone numbers, and we have emails that they can look for online.
And the Lett Center now has a permanent home. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's the most exciting part about the Lett Center. We have been doing classes around town at the library, at my business, and anywhere we could find a space. And yes, now we are in the old row building, which we're going to call the new button building, I guess. We got to stop with the old and go in with the new. And they've renovated a beautiful space downstairs, so we have lots of square footage, and we have lots of visibility, and really easy to get to.
And moving into 2017, do you think personally it's important for people to try new things?
Oh, I mean, that's why the whole center exists. We need to stimulate ourselves constantly with new and different things. It keeps the mind agile. It keeps us excited about our accomplishments. And you know, when I did my first painting class with Lett's, I'd never held a paintbrush before. And how exciting that was for me when I was finished and I have my painting in my home and I look at it every day and I always go like, wow, like I did that. So definitely is a good pump for the new year to get yourself excited about it.
And it's a chance to get away from the screens we're always attached to.
Exactly. You know, be creative with your own mind or hands, or exactly engage with people maybe you've never met before too at the class.
And one event that's coming up this month that's very exciting is Mary Swander is coming to Washington. Can you tell us about that?
This is really our signature event of the year for 2017. There are two plays written by Mary Swander, who is our poet laureate of Iowa. The woman she's written 13 books, and she's been doing these plays from New York City, Chicago, throughout the Midwest. We're just really lucky that she can come to Washington and that we can share these with the local community. One is called Map of My Kingdom, and that deals a lot with just land transition, which may seem kind of boring, but we have all this beautiful farmland, and someday a farmer will pass on and his children don't want to farm it, and we need to know what's going to happen with that land. But we all deal with those issues if we have siblings and inheritance in the middle, so it's beautiful. The actress comes from Chicago. And then Vang is about recent immigrant farmers, and again, a very important issue for us all today to understand that position and how important they are for all of us, and have some compassion.
And do people need to get tickets?
We have tickets for $15, and they can buy them at the Dodie Cheese Coffee Shop over at the Village and online. Now we have the opportunity online to pay for classes, register for things, and pay online. And then we still have some opportunities for sponsorship, from being a friend of Let's all the way up to the platinum level. So if they are interested in something like that, they can stop by Dodie Cheese Shop and talk to us.
And can you remind us when those plays will be held?
On January 8th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And between the two plays, we'll be serving some appetizers. That is just our little thank you to them for joining us.
And that's at the community center?
Right, the Washington Community Center. Absolutely. I'm just blessed that people embrace this new idea that we have and that they participate. And again, if you are interested in being a board member or helping in any way, we would love to have you on board. Thank you so much.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lorraine Williams of the Letts Center for the Creative and Healing Arts in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.